right, you can. I'm ready.
Love Talk Radio.
Glitter all over everywhere. Over it.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio, Serenity the Model.
Hey, thank you for having me.
No problem, no problem. Well, let's make sure you we can hear you.
Yes,
perfect. There you go. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear you standing nice and clear. We live at the livest place, the G-Shop, 4933 Olyoke Road. Like I said, Serenity the Model, on Inspire. We're going to talk about, of course, stop the violence. And would you forgive somebody who slept with somebody you were messing with in her neck? Would you forgive? Did you hear that? Forgive? Fuck that bitch. I feel like if you're not with the person no more, who cares what they doing?
Yeah.
What if your ex, his cousin was a little more better than him? Yeah. Don't get mad at me because I want your cousin. Like, you're related to greatness.
No.
I'm going to try him out.
No.
I was looking at him at the cookout.
No. You got to scope that out before.
Yes, I'm saying, at the cookout. The cookout was like a couple months ago. And I'm like, yo, you know what? This relationship's not working out for me. Feel free to go where you're going, nigga. You take it.
I see it just in the same, like in the same crew. Like, it just never, it is one of the things you got to take on the chin.
I've never got a chance to be honest. I would have a couple times, but like I explored it.
Of course, I've been mad. Like,
I've explored it. Like, I never forget. I was messing with this guy, and then he turned out to be married or whatever. So I was like, you was lying to me the whole time anyway, nigga. But his tall friend.
His
real tall friend. You know, he was real nice. He would take me to X marks the spot. Put your Instagram. He would take me to X marks the spot. We got to know each other a couple times, but then he would just like freak me out. So we couldn't go there. But I would have. You know what I mean? Tall friend would have acted.
Yeah, like, I think that's you get a pass because he was married, so, like, it was, like, null and void.
Yeah, exactly. Null and void edition, like, motherfucker. Like, don't count. His wife even called me, like.
No, I would literally trash my friends if they tried, like, on site.
Really?
There wouldn't be no conversation.
It wouldn't be a conversation?
We'll still be friends.
Bro, you got to take this ass with
you got to get
paid. You earned this ass with the children, so
yeah.
You got to take this ass with you. Shit,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Or what if it really works out between your friend and one of your ex? She's still gonna get the ass whooping and she can keep the relationship.
Y'all
or
can,
she gotta break.
You can continue to do, like, people can do what they choose. Like, you
but
can
you,
do what you choose.
Do what you choose.
But I'm gonna also do what I want to
do. I wouldn't give a fuck. Fuck all my exes. Like, them niggas, I don't want them. And be like, if you want them, that's what you into. I might not be your friend no more because I'm like, you are trash.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely not friends with any, or I try not to be around my friends that are all depressed and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm not here to teach you or help you about being depressed. I'm not just like, hey, you're making these bad choices.
So, like, I'm trying to keep just like my name, a green light. I like to laugh. I like to progress in life. If you're not doing that, then you got to move.
Like, I like
that. If you're not moving forward, if you're not trying to hustle, if you're not trying to do better.
Yeah.
I feel like it's karma.
Yeah, this ass whooping coming. Ass whooping coming. You know what I mean? For whatever reason. You know what I mean? Whatever reason, ass whooping coming. Some people get to catch them.
Yeah,
that's what it is. No, we'll get more into the topic. Definitely shout out to everybody tuning in. We just had so much fun yesterday on the XYDJ conference call. Shout out to I Am Tiny Montana. She will be in rotation tonight. Love Boy Vo. Of course, SC Thug. Of course, Sean King Empire. Showing so much love. This great music, you know what I mean? And as well as showing some love to my boy One Play. Because this song is just my favorite song in the world. It's lit, mama. And you better give me that stuff from Cheat Code, mister. You're promoting that new shit. I want that. Okay, thank you. Now, are you into music too?
No. I've done a few music videos.
I like your voice. It seemed like you would be real hard. Like, I'll beat your ass, bitch. You was fucking my ex. Get the switch. Like, yeah, I'm just, that was like a corny little rhyme, but I'm just saying your voice is good.
No. I just do like the little mommy thing. But other than that, I've done music videos, but other than like actually being on the mic, that's not my thing.
I think
that's other people.
Okay.
That's their lane. I'll be the hype man. Like,
I like that.
I'll hype you up.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's lit. But that's what's up. I didn't get on my nerves.
Hey,
sharp. Speaking of Papa Sharp, what's good? EA all day. EA every day.
Hello.
We got
Papa.
Yeah. Kind of stretched. I'm on a short cord today. I don't know what's going on.
You left that slice of pizza.
You left me a slice of pizza? For some reason, I'm not into pizza.
Good.
Maybe you don't like pizza anymore. Hey, Raheem Garland. Yeah, come over here, because this my cord is short. Shout out to Raheem the Dream, real banger singer. I'm taking your spot, though, with the R&B, though. I'm just letting you know right now.
Really?
I'm coming through. I'm going to be like, woo-hoo. that's the R&B guy, though. Man. Don't let an R. Kelly song come on.
Oh, man.
Right? Don't let an R. Kelly song come on. Raheem going to bust that joint open. But no, back to serenity, back in the building. Of course, I know. So you've been in a few music videos. Where can we check them out? Like, are they out already?
So the most recent one is on YouTube. The artist was Wiz Nick. Day for You was the name of the song. Day Not For You.
That sounds like either way.
But it was fun. It was definitely fun. Was able to do something that I haven't done before. Day of the year.
So it was like some acting or
yeah. So it was basically the song was basically I had found my boyfriend cheating, and it's been a reoccurring thing.
Okay.
I've seen the phone and everything like that. And the guy who actually sings will rap the song, he's been trying to get my attention. I left my boyfriend and finally gave him a chance. See my girlfriend in the beginning, like, you need to leave him, cut him off, just like, you know, how your friends do.
You're not doing
you right. Like, it's time for you to go.
So you're kind of, like, testing them out a little bit, like, oh,
yeah.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't wait to pick it up.
It was fine.
Okay, Liz, Nick. Check that out, you know what I mean, show some love. And you're very talented. Even Fran is like, oh yeah, I remember her. She was body paint. Tell us about that part.
So I got signed by a management company named Queen Size Management, based out of New York. And she was letting me know that I needed to find something to do outside of modeling that would keep me relevant in the industry. And I have this big mural on my wall that I painted for my son. And she had asked me who did it. I told her I did. And she was asking me, like, have you ever tried by paint? I was like, yeah, no, not naked people. No. I'm not.
Well, they don't be naked. They have them drawing like a brow.
Right now I know. But then I'm like, body painting, I just your naked people in paint, and I wasn't cool with it.
Not paying your pussy.
So she was like, try and let me know. I hit up my homegirl that's a model. Shout out to Gigi, Aki Rebel.
That's my baby
that's
girl.
My we went to school together. We went to Girardi College.
She is so talented.
She is so funny, so sweet.
Oh my God, light brain.
I did her, I painted her like Cortana. It's like this little, and fell in love with it. And I've been doing that ever since. So, about 3 years now.
That's dope. Okay. So did painting start? How did you start with painting murals or?
So I've been doing art all my life, and it was weird because that's what I wanted to do, and that's kind of what I'm doing now to make money. And my family was all about academics. Like, no, you got to go to college, got to get a degree. So I went to college, got a degree. Don't use my degree. Don't use my degree for nothing. But I guess it's...
that's America for you.
My homeboy said, pussy paint.
Paint that pussy. I'm going to paint the song.
But yeah, so like, been doing some of those things with body painting. to be able to be known in front of the camera and behind. Keep those two worlds separate for the most part, but I love it. It definitely keeps my name relevant.
Hey, listen, I think that's very, very interesting, as well as, like, really dope. I can't wait to see the picture. We got you here for a minute. Definitely going to talk more about body painting and being beautiful and, you know, all types of stuff. We got SP in the building. Okay. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. SP Doug, what's good?
What's good with y'all? What's good?
We chilling. SP Doug, Serenity the model. Serenity SP.
What's up with you? How y'all doing?
Yeah, we are amazing.
Good.
Yeah, glad you came right back. He was here Thursday, killing it. So impressive, you know what I mean? We got to keep you in rotation real
that.
Heavy. No doubt. It's going to be forever love, you know what I mean? We're going to keep that shit in rotation. Y'all got an arsenal over there. I saw you. I was in the studio the other day. I'm like, damn, all this, okay, playlist, crazy.
Yeah, we're
trying to
design something different, a different sound. You know what I mean? A lot of creativity amongst 10 people, 10 producers, and get a lot of great music out of everybody.
10 talented, you know what I mean, producers. You know what I mean? I was checking out a couple people's stuff, but shout out to Davey, you know what I mean, for real.
Definitely shout out to Davey.
We was vibing over 30 seconds to Mark. Salute to Davey. Big up. Mm. And then also, thanks for joining the XY DJ conference call yesterday. I'm about to take a little music break and play my favorite song, you know what I mean? With you and Blake Poppy, I killed this joint.
Yeah, man, that's like one of the first joints I produced with me and Blake Poppy. I appreciate him, too, as well, for just giving me the chance to show him my creativity.
That's what's up, Houdini. That hook is lit. That's my favorite part is the hook. You know what I mean? I really like the hook.
Yeah, man. We trying to bring more reality to life. Actually, you know, stuff that's really going on out here and stuff like that. Try to keep it real as possible.
Well, that's what's up. You definitely real, real. Thanks for calling in on a check-in. You know what I mean? Always official. Again, I always say everybody stop the violence. Like, people are just so crazy everywhere in the world. It's not just here in Philly. Like, I just wish everybody just figure out better ways to solve their problems instead of being a liar. Like, talk about somebody behind their back if you're really that mad with your friends and just to yourself.
You gotta be that mad to talk about other people like nothing in your life.
I don't know what is a person.
Nothing in your life is going
all,
well that you gotta
even,
talk about any
even
everybody
when you
else.
Find out when a person gets locked up for a crime or something,
yeah.
And you find out how minuscule the problem is, you're like, motherfucker, y'all could have duped that out in the freaking house.
Yeah.
Just take that ass with it.
Nobody's on their hands up no more. It's because people are scared to get knocked out on and be on war start.
They
the
got
one
that
thing
new
that
thing
I do
out.
About
gloves up, guns down.
Yeah, I love to see a fight. Like, I used to, back in the day, I used to couldn't stand seeing guys fight because I never wanted to see people fight. But now when I see people fighting, I love it because I'm like, I'm glad that they're settling it mano a mano, man to man, or whatever. Even if it's a roll-on, whatever. Y'all fighting, you're not killing each other.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? You know, everybody will live and, you know what I mean, go back to being friends or stay away from each other. Something. Come on, figure it out. Do some real shit in your life. That fucking shooting shit is fake. Because then you want to run. You got to go to jail. Nobody's around you. It's just, what the fuck? Life is way better than that.
For some reason, they think that they're going to get, like, props. But anybody who's been booked, they'll tell you, after a while, nobody writing you no more. Nobody answering your phone calls. Nobody coming up to visit you, especially, like, 3 hours away.
But not knowing
you're
booked. Like, come on, y'all.
And especially if you got to see, are you leaving them behind?
Shout out to everybody that's doing positive things and like you just said, put the guns down, pick the gloves up though. But shout out to you.
Yeah, that's something new they starting around. Something new going around too. A lot of the kids I see, you know, some of them is, you know, starting to, you know, pick the gloves up and you know what I mean, try to, you know, squash it out a different way. I see just a lot of that going on around the city. Shout out to my man Wayne who's supporting that movement.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Everybody that's supporting that shit is official. It's official. I'm seeing more things going on. I don't know why my show is about to cut off, but I'm glad I at least got you in on the switchboard before it cut off. But shout out to you. You want to give a shout out before I play this record?
No, I just appreciate y'all, you know what I mean, for the support and the love. And let them know you also got some great music on the way as well. We're working on.
Oh, you check out the video. I sent you the link. I was going in, you know what I mean?
I need to see this video.
No, my song. No, the video is
No,
my song. I told everybody I'm taking a spot, the R&B. I'm getting the moves and everything together.
All right,
now. Two steps. You know what I mean? Hold up. Fingers and shit, choreography.
No, that's
right. When you do R&B, you gotta have some choreography and shit. Like, hold on. It's like, no, I'm joking. It's not gonna be none of that shit, but it's gonna be fly. So, yeah, it's definitely gonna be real dope. And shout out to you guys for the opportunity. I can't wait. It's exciting. Very exciting. Very exciting.
You're more than welcome.
All right, well, Pete, we're gonna get into this music, take a little break. Dominic the Model in the building.
Hey.
New music from my boy, Official Wayne. Tiny Montana, Sean King, shout out to ST Thug featuring Blake Poppy. This shit lit, y'all. Ooh.
These glasses are everything. This is my favorite one. Those who are interested about the lashes, the owner is right there, New Balance Raw.